Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through me holes and snares, I have already come. His grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Shining as the sun, we've no last days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. Appreciate you tune in and listen to the program once again. We thank God for this opportunity the Lord's given us to come to you by the way of radio. And we do appreciate you listening. And we thank God for the opportunity to play some good songs of Zion. Last week we played a couple songs by Billy Kelly, and we're doing that again this week. And we thank God for the man of God. And Don went home to be with the Lord. But thank God for the good singing that he did and the good preaching, as God used him all across the country. And so we hope that'll be a blessing to you. Thank God for the old songs. I really ain't got time for a lot of the newfangled stuff, but we thank God for the old songs that have a great meaning to them and point folks to Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. And we do want to go to a message also. We had revival a couple weeks ago, and we're still rejoicing about that. We pray revival spirit would just continue on in our church, and we know that it can, and it will if we'll be obedient to the Lord. But Brother Eric Blankenship preached for us, and every night was great, and I'm thankful for each message that he preached. But on Monday night, the message he preached was about the Lord being all that we need, and I hope that'll be a blessing to you. We're going to play part of that message for you this morning, as well as another song by Brother Billy Kelly. And we are thankful for the Lord blessing our church, folks are visiting and coming by to be with us. And you be much in prayer that God will just continue to bless our church, and we'll be praying for you. And we thank God for each one that tunes in, listens to the program week by week. And we pray God will just continue to bless his word and continue to bless this ministry as we reach out. And so we'll go to the next song by Brother Billy Kelly, and then to the message by Brother Eric Blankenship. He preached back in a revival, and we hope you have a good day in the Lord.
Joy. that floods my soul. Something happened, now I know. He touched me and he made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, floods my soul. Something happened, now I know. He touched me and he made me whole. He touched me, oh God, touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, now I know. He touched me and he made me whole.
Hearing the word of God in Psalm 16, we find a very precious psalm that David has wrote that is part of the Messianic Psalms. And those 16 Messianic Psalms are those that define the life of Christ and the ministry of Christ. Also, this psalm is part of another group of psalms that is called the Michtam Psalms, which also include Psalm 56 through Psalm 60. We see that that word Michtam means golden. Golden prayers or golden meditations. It is to be reflected upon and to be held dearly to one's heart, not to be forgotten. David has not forgotten these psalms that he had wrote as Michtam Psalms, for they were born out of deep adversity. They were born during challenging times. They were born when he was at his worst, and he found God at his best. And we see here in the Word of God, as we have a thought on our heart, want to share with you tonight, he's all I need. Well, we have challenging times that we may face in life, and sometimes life just ain't fair. Sometimes it seems like you got hopes, you got dreams, you've got everything in line, you're on track. You're ready to just conquer the world, and it seems like you could spin the world on your fingertip, and then you watch it all crumble to the ground. But I'm glad, though it seems everything in life falls around you, God allows you to stand. Though your world may crumble, though your dreams may crumble, though your hopes may crumble, God allows you to stand strong and continue to stand therefore, girded about with the whole armor of God. And I'm thankful in those times of disappointment, in those times of discouragement, in those times of doubt, in those times of disillusionment, I'm glad he's all that I need. Hallelujah. Praise God. We see, thank God, in the Word of God, we see several things here in the first two verses of this psalm. We see, first of all, that he's all that I need because he's my maker. And he holds me. My maker, and he holds me. There's something in that psalm that tells us that he's God. Thou art my God. That word God comes from a Hebrew term that means El. That word El means strong, powerful, omnipotent. And it amazes me that we serve a God tonight that is triune and just stepped out one day and said, I believe I'll frame a universe. And it'll only take me 6 days, and I'll sit down on the seventh and I'll rest. And he just spoke it all out into the existence. He stepped out on nothing and created everything. He put the stars in the sky. He put the moon in place, the sun in place. He hung it all, friend. Everything seen and unseen all has the fingerprints of God all over it. I say, thank God, he's my maker and he's holding me. 6 days, he said, I believe I'll make me a man in our own image. And he took a scoop of dirt and he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. They say that there was a scientist one time that said, God, I challenge you to a face-off. The Lord said, what do you have on your mind? He said, I'm going to make a man better than you did. The Lord said, only one thing, you use your own material. He said, all right. So he began to take dirt and dust and begin to form what looked like a man. And God said, wait a minute, hold on, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a man in my own image. God said, use your own dirt. It all belongs to him. And it seems like, and it's something that when he made this man, he gave us the ability to reason, the ability to function, the ability to have intelligent conversation and communication, and be able to just get up and walk across the floor without even thinking about it. Be able to reach out and touch and feel and hold without even thinking about it. Be able to take and eat and enjoy the food that you're tasting. Be able to look out and see things, praise God, right before your face, to hear words, praise God, that's dear to our heart. And that's just on the outside. In the inside, he put a heart inside that would push blood through little tiny, itty tiny little veins. Praise God, that's too many to count. He's took and gave us a nervous system, a skeletal system, a cardiovascular system, kidneys, lungs. Praise God, he put it all inside of us. And praise God, to serve him and live. And if he took that time to mold us and form us, praise God, I promise you, he'll take the time to hold you when you're the discouraged. It's my maker, he holds me. I tell you, friends, when you're down and you're discouraged, you can crawl into the lap of Jesus and he'll hold you. I'm reminded of the poet that wrote Footprints in the Sand, and they said, Lord, where were you in my discouraging times? Where were you in my challenging times? You are with me. I've seen two sets of footprints, and now that I've done hit rock bottom, there's only one set. And the Lord replied, that's when I was carrying you. He's still the lily of the valley. He's still the rose of Sharon. He's still the living water. He's still the bread of life. He's still Alpha and Omega. He's still the beginning and the end. He's still the light of the world. He's still the Ancient of Days. He's still the vine. We're still the bread. He's still, thank God, the resurrection and the life. He's still the way, the truth, and the life. He's not changed. Thank God, he's the same yesterday and today, and he'll be the same forevermore. I'm saying, thank God, he's all that I need. He's my maker. He holds me. Praise the Lord. If you ain't crawled in the lap of Christ lately, praise God, maybe you ought to think about doing it tonight and just let him hold you. And he cry. He says, cry on, child. Cry on. I love you so much. Just cry on my shoulder. When your wife don't understand, when your husband don't understand, when your children don't understand, when you are going through an emotional roller coaster and nobody around you quite understands or comprehends what you're going through, I'm glad we've got a Father that's just a prayer away, and we can get on our knees and He says, I understand exactly what you're telling me. Just keep on telling, keep on pouring your heart out. I understand. And He holds us in those hours of trouble. Sometimes we move it on now. He's all I need because He's my maker. He holds me. He's all I need because He's my mediator and He hears me. That word Lord, David said unto the Lord, he's talking to Him. It's an action word. He's talking toward the throne of God. He's got a conversation. I'm glad prayer ain't just a one-way street. I'm glad it's an intelligent conversation between the Father and His children. And we see that He is our mediator and He hears us. We see that that word Lord comes from the Hebrew word Jehovah. That word means and speaks of the eternal existence of God. And so many times you call these numbers trying to get in touch with somebody, and they say, for this person, press 1. For this person, press 2. For this person, press 3. For this person, press 4. If you need a company directory, just please hold, and we'll be with you momentarily. And you hold, and you hold, and you hold, and nobody seems to come to the line. And you've done more zero out on your phone, and still nobody's come to the phone. But never once have I went to the throne of God, and they said, you know what? God is on break. You've got to come back tomorrow. He's too busy. Busy right now. He just don't have time for you. Praise God, I found out that God is still God at 2 a.m. as He is at 2 p.m. He's still on the throne. He, praise God, ain't ever went off break. He's not ever been too busy for me. He's not ever been too overoccupied with me. Thank God, I'm telling you, He's got a war on His hands. He's, praise God, fighting the battle of good and evil. He's got famine in the country. He's got an economy crisis on His hands. Praise God, it seems like divorce is at an all-time high. Suicide's at an all-time high. Teen pregnancy is at an all-time high. Praise God, He still has time to hear my prayer. I say hallelujah, glory to God. He's all I need. He hears me. We see, we've got a mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. And see, it was Him that seen that fellowship had been severed between the Creator and the creation in the Garden of Eden. We see that it was Jesus Christ that looked upon God and Adam's fellowship that had just fell apart because of sin. Jesus said, I'll go. I'll be the Lamb. I'll be the sacrifice. I'll go all the way. And my purpose will be to restore fellowship between God and mankind. So to Calvary He went. On an old rugged cross, He'd be crucified, and that cross would be erected between heaven and earth, as Jesus Christ had every joint in His body staring Him in the face. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He would say, I thirst. The man that made the water said, I thirst. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He tells the thief, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And seven sayings from a cross that ended with this, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. And he took God by one hand and mankind by the other, and he brought them back into fellowship. And thank God we now have a mediator. We have someone that will listen, someone that will hear us, someone that understands us, somebody that cares, somebody that has compassion, somebody, praise God, that's in control, and he can make sense when it don't make sense, and he can bring it all together, praise God. I'm telling you, hallelujah, he's all that I need. A mediator, and he hears me. How many times have you needed something? I mean, now, boy, you know that God sometimes moves immediately, and he can. Sometimes he does. And sometimes it's just not so immediate, especially with impatient people. But you pray a prayer, and no sooner than you get the amen out of your mouth, everything's going to be all right. You know it is. So often we've been in tight situations only to see God open up a door and lead us on through. I remember not long ago, pastored a church there in Hickory and had a revival in Salisbury and had a member in the hospital in Statesville. And I had about a quarter of a tank of gas and no money. I'm telling you the truth. I said, Lord, you know I got to go to Statesville. I need to see this family. And Lord, you know I've got to go to Salisbury and preach tonight. And they're pretty much in the opposite direction. I need you to move. And God said, go to Statesville. He said, go to Statesville first and visit the hospital. No sooner than I get on I-40, the phone rings. And they say, somebody on the other end says, what's your location? I'm saying, I'm heading towards Statesville. They say, we are too. Let's meet and have some lunch. I said, all right. God said, you're going to be amazed by the end of the day. All right, we get there and have some lunch, and man, we had some good fellowship, and they look over, they don't know what I'm in, they don't know what's going on in my life, and they look across the table and they said, how much gas do you have in your car? There you go. I said, well, I believe I've got enough. They said, no, you're going to follow me to the gas station and I'm going to fill it up. I praise the Lord. I'm telling you, when you are scraping the bottom of the barrel, God comes through. He's our mediator and he hears us. Thank God you can come with him with boldness. He said, come unto me. Praise God, come into the throne of God with boldness that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He said, come boldly to my throne. I want you to come that and pray like it's already happened. He said, you can come with tears. You can come with a joy. You can come. Praise God, just come to me with all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Cast all your care upon me, for I careth for you. Thank God he's a mediator. Thank God, and he hears us when we pray. So many times you pray, and Jesus, as our mediator, he catches the prayer and he looks to his left. And he says, Father, it's Keith Lindsay again. Father, he's on talking terms. Father, would you take this request and grant it? God said, it's already done. Already done. See, he daily loads us with benefits. Amen. Praise God, the prayer comes and he says, it's your child again. Father, will you hear him one more time? The Father said, I will, and I will grant that request, and I'll work a miracle like only I can do. When you have a mediator that hears you like he does, and you live by faith and you walk by faith, you will stand amazed at the power of God. They say that George Mueller was a man that lived by amazing faith. They said that he would spread a table before a room full of orphans and put down empty glasses and empty bowls and saucers and plates. He'd put forks and spoons on the table And he would gather those kids around the table and pray over empty bowls and empty glasses. And he said, "Thank you, Lord, for the food we're about to receive." And no sooner than he got the prayer out of his mouth, a knock came on the door, and the baker come through the door with hot bread right out of the oven and says, "Mr. Mueller, I don't know if you can use this today, but we baked too much bread this morning, and God laid you on our heart." About the time the bread man walked out, in walked the milkman and said, "Mr. Mueller, my milk truck broke down just a block down the road and I can't get the milk back to the store. Would you help me out and take it from me?" And praise God, they shouted the victory while they had biscuits and milk, thank God. And God not only did it that day, he did it many days after. I say, thank God, he hears us and he's all that we need. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And what he did for Elijah and the widow, when they scraped the bottom of the barrel, had a handful of meal and ate on it several days and months, he's still the same God that'll do it for me and you. The same God that when you are facing the enemy face to face in a den of lions, it's still the same God that'll come and close their mouth and deliver you and bring you out triumphant. The same God that brought David through Goliath and allowed David to slay the giant, and the giant fell at his feet. And the son tonight that's facing giants, and you wonder, how in the world am I going to get through this? God will bring them down to your feet. The same God that did it for David will do it for you. Ruth and Naomi. Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. I've went out full and I've come back empty." But then Ruth met Boaz and she said, "I'm Naomi again." Praise God, because God has turned my bitterness into a blessing. Because thank God, Boaz has crossed paths with Ruth and she's in the field of grace working as a full-time employee, soon to be the bride of Boaz. Hey, thank God, the same God that did it for them will do it for you. The same God that brought Esther to the kingdom for such a time as this to deliver her people from the noose of Haman is still the same God that'll bring you through and, praise God, bring you forth like gold. Hey, I'm telling you, he's all that I need. All that I need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, "Peter, y'all have any meat?" He said, "No, I ain't got no meat." He said, "Well, you've been fishing on the wrong side all night long. Throw your net on the right side of the ship." And they throw their nets down. And Peter said, "I don't know what in the world we're doing this for. We've been fishing all around this place." And praise God, they began to pull and the net began to pull. And they pulled a little harder and the net pulled a little harder. And they said, "Hey, fellas, we need some help over here. Come and help us drag this net of fish back to shore." And when they get to shore, Jesus said, "I made some breakfast for you. Won't you come and dine? The biscuits are hot and ready. The fish are broiled and ready to be ate." I praise God. He's all that I need. Sometimes you come to a place where all you have is Him. And when you come to that place where all you have is Him, then you'll come to the place where all you need is Him. He'll prove Himself over and over and over and over.
You've been listening to the Gospel Way broadcast heard here on WCSL. We can see that our time has come and gone again this week, but we appreciate those of you who've gotten up this early hour to tune in to the Gospel Way broadcast. May God bless you from doing that. We would like to extend a cordial invitation to you and your family to join us for worship at the Gospel Way Baptist Church. We're located on Highway 274 South. As you leave the city of Cherville, right at the city limit sign, our church will be on the left-hand side of the road. Our Bible school starts each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, teaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. Around 11 o'clock, our choir begins to sing, and then after that, an old-fashioned message is brought from God's Word by our pastor, Reverend Keith Lindsay. Our Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., old-time singing and preaching, and then back again on Wednesday night for the midweek prayer service. We hope that you'd come and join us for one of these given services, and what a blessing it would be for us to see you. So until next week, at the same time, on the same station, preaching the same gospel, this is Pete Kraft of the Gospel Way Baptist Church, giving you the advice to keep looking up as a Christian, because Jesus may come today. May God bless you, is our prayer.